Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We have a great show. And don't forget, it is the third Tuesday, so Dr. Carly will be joining us in just a little bit. We're going to have fun tonight. Yes, we are. We're going to be talking about, Jesus gave us a heads up about difficult times, and so we're going to cover a little bit of that. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, don't forget, next Tuesday, Dr. Christine Horner is supposed to be with us, and we're going to chat it up about what new things she has come across to help us out with the breast cancer problem. Also, on the 29th, we're going to be talking with Pete Sekira. He's the author of Fitness Revolution. I hope I'm saying his name right. I might have to check that. Anyway, no offense, Pete, but he's going to be getting us all into shape for this 2013. And then coming up on the 31st, Dr. Julian Ford and John Wortman, they're the authors of a book, Your Brain on Stress. So we're going to see if we can de-stress in 2013. I don't know. Is it possible? We shall find out. So that's what we got coming up in this month. It's going to be busy, busy, busy. And we're going to empower you because that's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. And thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. I'm glad you're here. And before we get to the Quack Report, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform. Also, we're seeking the Lord's face always, always, giving God all the glory, all the time, every day, and asking Him to, put His hand on a protection back on America. You know, we got to repent and seek His face and, put God back into things. You know, our schools didn't have this problem when God was in the schools. You think about it? So we got to get back to the Word of God and His righteousness and what He says is the right way to live, and America will flourish. It will. It'll be like a diamond on the hill once again. So mind the time, folks. Seek the Lord. Time grows short. And without further ado, let's do the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Hey, vitamin D's in the news. Oh, I love the sunshine. Yes, yes. Over the holidays, I went down to sunny Florida. It was awesome. But vitamin D, they say, not only prevents chronic diseases, but it also will extend your lifespan, your longevity. Vitamin D, been hailed as a unique supplement vitamin, has ability to dramatically lower your risk of lots of diseases like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, stroke, and even dementia. But now they're saying the sunshine vitamin can extend your lifespan. Researchers from the University Medical Center in the Netherlands published the results of their study in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. And they detailed that if you have suboptimal levels of vitamin D, it may be associated with decreased longevity, they're saying. So the study involved middle-aged children and people into their 90s. It's a pretty big study. Vitamin D works on the genetic level, they said. It lowers the incidence of mutations of your cells and improves your cellular replication, your regeneration. That's important. So definitely get some vitamin D, folks. And if you need help with that, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a master vitamin food list. So if you want to get foods that have the nutrients you're seeking, if you're not big on supplements, well, then beef up on certain foods, and they'll send that list to you free. So you just go to thepowerherbs.com, and you can request it through email or give them a call toll-free and tell them you want the alphabet vitamin food list. All the way down the alphabet, all those vitamins. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. All right, moving along in the Quacker. Poor kids in Manhattan, New York. They playing soccer, but they can't high-five or touch one another. Yeah, it's the flu emergency. Apparently, they're not allowed to high-five, shake hands, share snacks or drinks because of the flu. Yeah, the flu epidemic is rocking this nation. Hospitals, urgent care centers having overwhelming crowds, I hear. Well, you know why that is, don't you? Yeah, the FDA has reached their goal. They've vaccinated 75% of the population who volunteered to do that. Well, most of them. And so they're spreading the germs. They are shedding the virus. So now they said they're going to have to take drastic measures, the soccer team. Of course, Dr. Valerie Parkas, she has some safety protocols. She is an infectious disease specialist at Mount Sinai School of Medicine, but she's also president of the Manhattan Soccer Club. So she sends out an email blast to the soccer player parents. And they said the club is banning high-fiving, shaking hands, and at the soccer games. Absolutely, players should practice good hygiene, washing hands with soap and water, avoid touching their nose and mouth, cover their nose and mouth with a tissue if they cough or sneeze, and absolutely, absolutely no sharing of foods, beverages, and the like. Okay. No whispering in someone's ear. You may give them the flu. Oh, moving along in the Quack Report. Omega-3 fatty acids, they say, will increase female libido. Yes, women taking fish oil, they're saying, sometimes are very pleased over a three-month period to discover that common side effect is an improved libido. Higher than normal doses, women often see increased libido pretty quickly. It's outlined, I think, in that book called The Orgasmic Diet. Yeah. Fish oil is constituted with, it has omega-3 fatty acids. It's lacking in the average American diet. So they're saying it counteracts those nasty omega-6 fatty acids, right? So definitely want to do that. So if you want to avoid the omega-6, which are not healthy for you, avoid the polysaturated plant oils like corn, soybean, cottonseed, and safflower. And also use saturated and monounsaturated fats and oils like butter, olive oil, canola, coconut, that kind of thing. Soy, hormonal birth control pills, caffeinated beverages, sugary, starchy foods will disrupt the hormone balance. So will alcohol, ladies. So if you want to promote a good libido, you may want to avoid certain foods that will kind of counteract your fish oil regimen. And last but not least in the Quack Report, I want to mention that the U.S. has the worst health outcome of all wealthy countries, according to a new study. Isn't this something? They keep saying we have the best medical, the medical industry in the world here in the United States. Well, according to this study, it was reported to the National Research Council and the Institute of Medicine. The United States spends more on health care than any other country, but we're probably the sickest people out here. Yeah, U.S. residents suffer from higher rates of diseases and injury and shorter lifespans, the report found. This is true for people of every age group, all the way up to 75. Doesn't matter if you have health insurance, doesn't matter what race you are, doesn't matter what your ethnic background is, doesn't matter if you're a college graduate, or it doesn't matter if you have healthy or unhealthy behaviors, apparently, according to the report. Let's see, Stephen Wolf of Virginia Commonwealth University, a member on the panel of the study, said Americans are dying and suffering at rates that we know are unnecessary. So it's a real comprehensive study. It analyzed mortality rates, incidence of disease, injury, health behaviors all across the lifespan on 17 separate wealthy countries were in this report, including the U.S., Australia, Canada, Japan, and a number of European nations. What researchers found is the United States ranked the worst in 9 separate measures, including national health, chronic lung disease, disability, drug-related deaths, HIV, AIDS, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, infant mortality, low birth weight, injury and homicide, teenage pregnancy, and sexually transmitted infections. What's really, really bad is that most of that included the youth of our nation. Yeah. Well, when we kick God out of schools and out of our lives, you know, God says, I'll forget your children. Read your Bible, folks. It's in there. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Hey, thank you, Frank. Also, don't forget if you're looking for some backup currency, I know who to go to. I call up the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. That's who you want to give a phone call to, because they are going to take care of you, toot sweet, and they're going to make sure that you get only what you need and at the best possible deal. So you can go to the links page at thepowerherbs.com and click on their banner, Discount Gold and Silver Trading, or you can give them a call toll-free at 800-375-4188. That's Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and ask for Melanie Cederstrom, 800-375-4188, and they'll take care of you just like family. I mean, they're great. All right, we got a few minutes before we got to bring Dr. Carly on, so let's talk about our first topic real quick. You know, in difficult times, Jesus told us to prepare. And I don't know about you, but there really isn't a day that I don't receive news reports from various sources informing the public of some new law that's going to significantly impact American lives. Now, I believe personally that we're on the edge of the latter days that the Bible describes as treacherous times. You can read about it in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Now, are we to lie down and be abused by these taskmasters who are stealing, lying, and pretty much killing us? No, Jesus instructed us to take our money and go buy a weapon to protect ourselves. Yeah, you can read it in Luke chapter 22. He says, sell your coat or take your money if you have a purse of money and go buy a sword, is what he told the people that were listening to him in his day, you know. So, but here's the rub, folks. When serfs, that'd be us, have a means of defense, that tends to frighten the taskmasters, also known as tyrants or governments. So our right to defend ourselves really didn't come from the founding fathers, who were inspired by the Word of God. They didn't come from the Second Amendment or the Bill of Rights. It comes from our Creator. Therefore, any attempt to destroy that right really has no standing. So Americans need to change the way they think of their rights and how to live free. And one way to make Americans forget is to omit important events in American history class, you know, just don't cover all the facts. Also, remove God from the schools. So create a generation that knows neither. Doesn't know the history, doesn't know their Lord. So American history classes, you know, don't cover all the facts, and you don't know from whence you come. And of course, you know, we've got churches that talk sugar instead of salt. Basically, if you don't know what that means you don't read your Bible. So they're creating a generation that doesn't know either. And if you don't know what your rights are, well, tyrants aren't going to tell you what they are. They're just not. Let's read some quotes from some inspiring Americans. James Madison said, Americans have the advantage of being armed, unlike citizens of other countries where the governments are afraid to trust the people with arms. Patrick Henry says, the great objective is that every man be armed, everyone who is able to have a gun. Yeah. George Mason said, to disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them. Samuel Adams says, the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from being their own arms. And Alexander Hamilton said, the best that we can hope for concerning the people at large is that they be properly armed. And lastly, Richard Henry Lee says, to preserve liberty it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. So I believe it's true that what gun-carrying Americans are pretty much saying, which is the chief reason America has remained a free country is that is the widespread private ownership of firearms. So individual ownership of your guns made the American Revolution possible. So the principal purpose of the Second Amendment was to maintain our freedom from government. You know, if you have a way to defend yourself, then you're not afraid of your government. So it's kind of an insult to our heritage to imply that the founding fathers wrote that Second Amendment just to protect deer hunting. No, it's about not fearing your government. So, and that has a lot to do with your health, by the way. If you're anxious and fearful all the time, do you know what that does to your system? Well, however, lies, there's more lies, folks, from our government. The lies and theft goes on nonstop. And they're not only stealing your heritage, your religion, and your right of defense, they're stealing a whole lot more. The laws that you think compel you into submission are written quite differently. See, most people just take at face value what they're being told. They don't investigate. Now, there's a website called taxfacts.tripod.com, and you can learn a lot there. If you need that link, just let us know, or you can sign up for the newsletters at thepowerofs.com, because a lot of this information ends up in these newsletters, which are free. Now, Americans actually volunteer to support their government, but are taught by officials that it is mandatory. So it can never be mandatory. And you probably ask, well, why? Read Mark 12, especially verses 12 to 17. Yeah, the rulers actually try to destroy Jesus in a catch-22, where if he answered one way, they plan to accuse him of either violating the law of Moses or violating the law of Caesar and then arrest and kill him. But they didn't realize that they were challenging their own creator, God, and God never loses a battle. So Jesus answered, "Give unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and give unto God the things that are God's." The point Jesus made was everything belongs to God. There's nothing left for the tyrants. Hello? He was empowering the people of his day. They were starting to wake up that they were being enslaved with taxes and rules and laws. You know, this is the last generation. I really believe it, because the baby boomers are the most likely the last generation to realize that the church should be salt and not sugar. Now, the scriptures talks a lot about salt and how it preserves and how it can also agitate. So salt has lost its savior is good for nothing, according to the Bible in Matthew 5. So the church is not instructing the people what they need to hear. You know, they're telling what they want to hear. So you have a generation that goes along to get along, and they're going to allow more of the fruits of their labor to be stolen, and the right to live free without harassment to be whisked away with an executive order. Now, America is actually trading places with communist countries. And unless we stand up for our rights that your Heavenly Father gave you, we're going to be in a real pickle. Now, your life to be healthy is also under assault. The medical insurance rates are starting to climb. Have you not noticed them? Yeah, self-employed people are going to have difficulty paying for their catastrophic insurance coverage. So more money is also now being whisked away out of your paychecks across this country, leaving families with less and less. So you don't have to tolerate it, folks. And you can educate yourself and you can educate your employer. Yeah, employers have to actually match those fruits going out of your paycheck to go to the government. And wouldn't it be liberating not to have to deal with the expense of a W-2? Well, remember, you volunteer your wages to them. Even the Supreme Court agrees, because this is what the Supreme Court says. The government can collect the tax from the district court suitor by exercising its power of restraint. But we cannot believe that the compelling resort to this extraordinary procedure is either wise or in accord with the congressional intent. Our system of taxation is based upon voluntary assessment and payment, not upon restraint. So if the government is forced to use these remedies of restraint on a large scale, it will affect adversely the taxpayer's willingness to perform under the voluntary assessment system. And that's a 1959 case, and it's never been overruled. And restraint, folks, if you don't know what that is, it means to seize and to basically steal from you your property, your land, your wealth, your firearms, basically your life, put you in prison. Okay, so Congress sets that, and the IRS cannot expound upon it. Okay. The Supreme Court upholds also that there is no tax on salary. Did you know that? That's Evans versus Gore. It's a 1920s case, never overruled. Oh, the case I cited before is Flora versus the United States. Okay. So there are many more of these cases that support that you are offering your money to the government and it is not mandatory. So educate yourself what they describe in their own tax code as, quote, source of income. Okay? There's a big difference on what they label as source of income. That's the key. It's in code, I think it's in section N of the tax code. So the law of the land is only the land. The law of our land here in America is Congress has the power to lay and collect income tax, not a private agency like the Department of the Treasury. Did you know that? But the IRS has no standing then, and you volunteered to be their slave, I guess. Mm-hmm. The IRS intimidates Americans and uses your fruits, your tax dollars, to take away more of your liberty. Isn't that nice? So I'm not saying do certain things. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm saying educate yourself and then make decisions that are right for you. But your health matters because your health is now more than ever. You're going to need to have to keep your immune system strong and your vital organs clean because there's lots of stress out there. So you don't want to be in a government-run hospital at the mercy of Obama healthcare systems. And you don't. So you want to do your due diligence, basically. Keep your organs clean of toxic residues and restore optimum function. You want to rebuild the soft or weak immune system from the antibiotic and vaccine exposure. And you could do that with God's good herbs. You can restore. So call the experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing. You can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., you'll dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or you can visit their online store, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. So when government wants to restrict or take away those things, natural therapies, your self-defense, that help preserve your life, then, you know, it's time you reevaluate what you've been told and then do something about it. So call now the folks at Apothecary Herbs for a free herbal catalog and check out the cold and flu packages they have because this is where your healthcare options just became endless. You don't need to take a flu shot. Yep. Also, check out their free stuff on Monday. Many of you took advantage of that. And Monday, when you place orders on Monday, either by phone or on their website, and your order's over $50, you'll receive some free stuff. So the free stuff is going to change from time to time, but right now you can get a free Power Herbs ebook. It's a 400-page ebook that's emailed to you. Or if you don't want that, you can select a free salt grinder with 3 ounces of Celtic sea salt inside. But of course, these free offers cannot be used with other discounts and promotions. So if you got a coupon code, you got to use one or the other. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking with Dr. Carly. I know she's got great stuff for us. We're going to talk about flu, and we're going to talk about vaccines and probably whatever else she's got there. And she's also rescheduled, if you tuned in Saturday to hear her on my Saturday morning show on GCN, we had technical problems. I'm sorry, folks. So we've rescheduled Dr. Carly to join us on the 19th. So if you are... We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stop me on the corner. It's where you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting... Who am I to tell fate where it's supposed to go with it? Don't you blink, you might miss it. See, we got a right to just love it or leave it. You find it and keep it, cause it ain't every day you get the chance to say,
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu then there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and it is the third Tuesday of the month, so that means our wellness expert, Dr. Rebecca Carley, is joining us, and she's back. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carley.
Thank you very much, Wendy.
I'm so glad I can hear you this time. Last Saturday, we had technical problems, remember?
Yeah, so I'm going to be on this Saturday. Hopefully, GCN will have those problems worked out.
Absolutely. So you'll be back with us on the 19th, and we'll chat it up some more. Well, I have a few things here, unless you want to jump start things. I know the flu thing is huge. People are filling, you know, emergency care centers and hospitals, and it's no doubt. There's just really no doubt that that's happening because I think didn't the FDA say they reached their 75% goal of vaccinating the population? So, of course, there's going to be a flu problem.
Well, I don't believe anything they say.
Okay.
I don't believe they reached their 75% goal. I don't believe people are flooding the hospitals. Of course, people that got the flu vaccine, especially the live flu mist sprayed up their nose, they're going to have the flu. But this is all hype. And it's continuing nonstop. Diane Sawyer actually had some medical minion who used to work for the CDC on her show tonight on the evening news. And he was going out and asking people if they got their flu vaccine. And everybody he asked said no, because the flu vaccine gives you the flu. And
huh.
So then he went on to try to tell how they're wrong. It was hilarious.
Well, I know they keep saying it's a myth. You know, they kind of try to tell you that all that's a myth. But you know, because of the way our immune system operates, because of the way a vaccine is delivered into the body, there's just no way you'll get protection. You're going to get the disease, and you've said that forever, Dr. C. I know you have.
Yeah. People, but the good news is people aren't buying it, and statistics are all hogwash.
Well, I believe you're right there because in northern Indiana, Goshen, Indiana, the hospital authority there, Health Goshen Hospital, in September, they warned their staff that getting flu shots no longer an option. It's mandatory. And so they were just giving them a heads up that they had to get their flu shot in order to get this to protect patients in the hospital. And
right.
not only do you know your nurses and your doctors and your volunteering staff have to get vaccinated, but they're also requiring vendors who make deliveries to the hospital to be vaccinated. I thought that was going a little far, but
also people that are working like in medical records that don't even have contact with patients.
Right.
You know,
yes.
They're doing everything they can to get this epidemic going.
Right. I'm sure you've had calls. I'm sure you have had calls from people in the medical field asking them if they had some options. I know I've gotten a few calls. So people are looking for a way to stay employed, but also protect themselves from the flu vaccine.
Well, as I wrote in our edition of the American Survival Newsletter for this week, yes, I get lots of calls from nurses especially, and I always ask them, so you've investigated vaccines, you know they're very dangerous. Yes, they do. And so then I always ask them, so do you tell your patients this before you inoculate them with disease? And that's when the deafening silence occurs. So this is... problem I have is that they don't want to do to themselves what they're doing to everybody else.
Yes, yeah, it's really bad, isn't it, Dr. Carley? NaturalNews.com, you know, the Health Ranger guy, he had on his website an investigative report that Dr. Lustija Tom Genovic, PhD, said she poured over 30 years of hidden government documents, which exposed vaccine schedules, vaccines in general, as a complete hoax and a huge fraud. So she was poring over a lot of British health system records, but she says basically it was all about the vaccine program, so what's across the pond actually can be applied here. And so she was saying that official documents that were obtained by the UK Department of Health revealed that British health authorities have been engaging in practices over the last 30 years to protect the vaccine program when they ignored health and safety facts and research that proves the vaccines were not in the best interest of humans. So I thought that was very interesting.
Well, and I've also had investigative journalist Christina England from the UK on my show many times, and she also found documents proving that for 30 years, all of these various associated committees involved with vaccines have been talking about subacute sclerosing pain encephalitis, which is autism. So there's so much proof. Apparently, it's easier to get a hold of it in the UK by doing FOIA requests, etc. But yes, it's the same monster. You know, it's all the same. They're doing the same thing in all countries. And of course, now we hear that there's a massive outbreak of paralysis of children being inoculated with polio virus. I think it was in India. There's so many things going on, it's hard to keep all the things straight. 40 children paralyzed after getting the polio vaccine. And I was sent, one of Christina's articles about that. And it's so amazing that they make a comment. They're trying to look for the deep diagnosis. Well, hello, they got the polio vaccine. Now they're paralyzed. What deep diagnosis do you need? It's vaccine-induced. But they're doing everything they can to find some other excuse.
Right.
If it wasn't so evil, it would be laughable.
I know. It's just terrible. It's just some of the stories are just heart-wrenching. Like one little girl in a wheelchair, she's deaf and blind after getting vaccinated and paralyzed as well. And because the mother was looking for a means to restore her child, they took the baby away from her and put it in, a home. So where the kid's getting, more toxins and probably won't live very long. It's just
right.
It's just awful. It's just awful. Well,
the evidence. Let me just say that this is also a very common occurrence in the UK, and it's now happening here as well. As soon as a parent mentions a correlation of their child's problem with vaccines, they try to say, especially that the mother is having a psychiatric condition called Munchausen syndrome, where she's just like making stuff up to get attention. And then they take the children away and they put them in whatever care so they can use them as lab rats. So, yeah, this is happening more and more and more in all quote-unquote developed countries. So people have to really wake up and realize what's going on.
Well, it's interesting you mention all developed countries, Dr. C, because I was just reporting on a report from the National Research Council and Institute of Medicine, a big comprehensive report that looked at 17 separate wealthy countries, including the U.S., Australia, Canada, Japan, and some European nations, and they were stunned, according to Stephen Wolf, who was Virginia's Commonwealth University panel member. He says Americans are dying and suffering at rates that we know are unnecessary. We're the wealthiest nation, supposedly. We're supposed to have the best medical treatments in the world, and Americans in this report were the worst in over 9 categories. And so I'm thinking...
This whole idea that we have the best healthcare system in the world is, of course,
right,
other than vaccines being a good thing, is the biggest lie that's ever been told as far as medicine is concerned. And let me just also mention another thing I mentioned in my newsletter, is that President Obama has put together a presidential commission for the study of quote-unquote bioethical issues, and they met yesterday and today in Florida to discuss whether children should be used as lab rats to develop an anthrax vaccine.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, let's take their kids first. Their kids should line up first. But, of course, you know, I wouldn't wish that on any child. That's just terrible. Oh, I should mention to listeners that the newsletter Dr. Carley is mentioning is the American Survival Newsletter, which you can sign up for. It's free, and you'll receive it weekly in your email. You can go to the powerherbs.com website and just sign up there. Opt in, opt out anytime you wish. And, of course, lots of people are writing some really good stuff to empower you there. So sign up for the American Survival Newsletter, and you will read Dr. Rebecca Carley's articles there. One last thing I wanted to mention, Dr. Carley, is I also came across, and maybe you did too, I'm not sure, federal appeals court is saying that big pharma drug reps can legally push unapproved drug uses. And this was spurred on by that Jazz Pharmaceutical, the company that makes a lot of drugs. And the drug reps were selling these drugs to doctors for, non-labeled problems. You know, so it was like off-label
uses.
Right, yeah, right. And so what was interesting is that the Second Circuit Court in Manhattan, New York, the Court of Appeals ruled that drug reps are allowed to do that. They weren't in violation of the FDA's Cosmetic Act of practicing medicine without a license. So they said drug reps can advise doctors on these drugs for off-label uses. So I'm wondering, you know, if they're not licensed and they can do that, you know, then what's stopping naturopaths, herbalists, and so forth from recommending, you know, cinnamon for something?
Well, because what naturopaths and natural doctors like myself teach people about actually works. And so that's the problem for big pharma. And, of course, the courts are totally involved. As a matter of fact, one of the most heinous things I've realized is now going on. I did a show on Sunday on RBN with a guest, Marty Oakley, who investigates this new conservatorship, guardianship situation that's happening in hospitals now. They've invented a new medical monster called a hospitalist, which takes over care of patients when they're admitted to the hospital. So your admitting physician disappears. The hospitalist that works for the hospital takes care of you when you're in the hospital, and their alleged function is to make sure that you get proper care and, you know, all the lab tests you need, et cetera, et cetera. But what Marty has found in her investigation, and she gave so many examples of this, is that what they actually do is they take a wallet biopsy, they find out how much your insurance will cover, and more importantly, if you are wealthy, if you have a house, if you have any kind of, bank account, whatever, they will actually appoint a guardian who will then go into court, sell your house, steal everything you have, and pay off all the various guardians, whatever, involved in this, and then keep you in the hospital as long as possible so they can suck you dry of every dime you have. That's what's happening now.
Okay, so you said wallet biopsy. Is that happening overseas or over here?
That's my name for it. You know I'm a little sassy.
Well, is that happening here or is that happening in England?
No, this is happening in the United States, in every state. And the courts are involved because the hospitalist goes to court, says that the patient is incompetent to handle their affairs, and has the court appoint a guardian, who then steals everything. As a matter of fact, they will go as far as to claim that the family member is abusing the patient in some way and then even refuse to allow the family to see the patient while telling the patient But your family doesn't care about you. That's why they're not coming.
Well, that's an interesting thing because it reminds me of I used to work for an anesthesia group back in the 80s and 90s. And this anesthesia group, you know, handled all the surgeries at the big hospital. And sometimes we were called from the anesthesia group regarding billing issues because the anesthesia, the physician, would bill separately from the hospital for his services. And oh. I can remember one of the employees from the hospital calling over about a specific case. It seems that a gentleman had, I think it was bypass or open heart surgery, and of course that's not cheap, Dr. Carley. And I think he ran up like $500,000 in medical bills. And they were livid, and they were calling to see if we got paid because they didn't get anything after the insurance paid them. Of course, you know how insurance is. They disallow all this and that. And so the hospital found out that prior to going into the hospital for the surgery, the father took everything he owned and put it in his son's name. So the hospital was really frustrated because they couldn't liquidate any assets to pay the balance of his bill after the insurance failed.
Right. Well, that was some years ago. Apparently, that's not working anymore. As a matter of fact, they're even going after gifts that, you know, parents have given to children or whatever.
Get out of here, boy! That a breach? Well, you know, you just these days it seems like we're all going to have to just be, you know, become very skilled with what the law is and what it isn't. And see, attorneys will not represent you very well because their first obligation is to the court. They are officers of the court. So if you brought up to them, you know, issue an estoppel, where the hospital wouldn't be able or permitted to take assets, the attorney would probably not, you know, help you out there. So we're all going to have to become our own lawyers, unfortunately, I think.
Well, I say forget the law because they break the law every day. Judges are immune even if corrupt militias are incompetent. As you said, attorneys own their first loyalty to the courts. As a matter of fact, in last week's newsletter, as I reviewed the Hippocratic Oath that I recited at my medical school graduation, the first line is, I will be loyal to the profession of medicine and just and generous to its members. So basically, it's the same thing with medicine. You owe your first loyalty to the profession to cover up the corruption and fraud and everything that's going on. And so this virus of corruption and hypocrisy has spread throughout all of these different areas. What I tell people, of course, I don't give medical advice, but what I would do if I was you, stay out of the hospital at all costs. If you must go in for an emergency, you have to have somebody from your family that you trust guard you 24/7. Watch what they're doing, ask lots of hard questions, and get you out of there as fast as you can. Because what's going on there, it's actually become like a governmental establishment. You know, everything's controlled by the government. The doctors can do anything they want, and they will be given immunity as well. Because many of these hospitals, especially the VA, it's a government hospital, and that's ours.
Right, and, you know, I hear a lot from military people that want to, you know, get healthier so they don't end up at the VA. It's almost like they're afraid to enter that place, and I understand why. Well, Dr. Carley, you at one point told us that you were writing a book. How are we coming along with your book? Any publishing dates on the horizon?
I know. I'm like so sick of myself even having to answer this question because it's ridiculous. The problem is, so many things keep coming up, and I keep coming up with more information proving what I say. And so at this point, it's like basically an encyclopedia. I'm trying to edit it and get it down to a manageable level. I'm so glad I'm doing the newsletters because at least I'm you know, forcing myself to put out bits and pieces every week. Which eventually just the newsletters themselves are, you know, wealth of information that people need to face, because what's going on in the hospitals is so ugly. I just got a call 2 days ago from a nurse, an oncology nurse, who admitted that basically, you know, they're killing people in the oncology wards. But she called me because her young daughter, 18 years old, got the first two Gardasil vaccines, and now she's in renal failure. And, of course, they're refusing to admit the renal failure has anything to do with the Gardasil vaccine. Even that's the only thing, you know, that's happened to make that happen. But what was really telling and freaked the mother out, she told me her daughter's getting headaches. Now, of course, most headaches are actually due to dehydration. So what I would tell people, what I would do if I was you, if you're getting headaches, the first thing you need to do is start hydrating yourself. But they actually told this young girl it was okay for her to take Tylenol. One of the side effects of Tylenol is renal failure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay? It's amazing. Yeah, I know.
So they're pushing her towards a transplant. They already told her she's going to need a transplant, and they're doing everything they can to make that happen.
Oh, yeah, they're going to make, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars doing that, say.
But thankfully, her mother found me, and so she's going to go through my protocol. And luckily, this all just started a couple months ago. You know, she's not on dialysis yet or anything like that. So with a serious condition like that, it's important to get started as fast as possible. But these are the kinds of stories I hear every day. And see, what's amazing to me is that this woman works as a nurse in oncology, she knows what they're doing, and yet she brings her daughter to these monsters. But she obviously smelled the rat, and that's why she went fishing on the internet and found me.
Right.
You know, just because you work for the medical mafia, don't think they're going to do the right thing by you people, because they're not.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. We live in interesting times, Dr. Crawley. Well, good thing you're out there. Spreading the good news and empowerment, more power to you. Of course, you can sign up for the American Survival newsletter that Dr. Crawley writes for and several other authors. You can sign up at thepowerofs.com, and it's free. And Dr. Crawley, tell the folks how they can tune into your radio show.
Okay, I have two shows, both called What's Ailing America. I will never run out of answers to that question, unfortunately. I'm on Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern on themicroeffect.com, and on Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on republicbroadcasting.org. And I do a lot of other shows, including Wendy's show. I'm so you know, grateful to join you on a regular basis, Wendy. And let me just say that, of course, Wendy is one of the writers for this newsletter as well, and her articles are fantastic. I really think it's one of the best newsletters out there. I especially enjoy the survivalists.
Right. Yeah, those are the organic gardening tips. Yep, and surviving survivalism is really cool. Well, we're almost out of time. We're almost out of time, Dr. Crawley, but you'll be joining me Saturday on GCN at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. I look forward to talking with you then. Of course, if you out there need to talk with Dr. Crawley, give her a call at her office at 888-321-6751. 888-321-6751. And, of course, you'll enjoy looking forward to reading Dr. Crawley's newsletter articles weekly if you sign up for the American Survival Newsletter. So do that. Well, Dr. Crawley, you've been a delight. Thank you so much, and we'll talk with you on Saturday.
Thank you, Wendy. And please tell others, folks, we got to spread the word. Thank you so much, Wendy. Talk to you
Saturday.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Take care. Hey, we're out of time, folks, but we'll be back here on Thursday night. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, wish you all to be well.